This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture with me, Juliet Jacobs, joined by Dashran Johan and Lim Soo Ann. So we've got a couple of stories for you as always. In our first story, the new cabinet lineup for the Sabah state government was officially sworn in last week, but with one glaring absence, that of the health portfolio. So we'll take a look at the role of the state health minister, especially when it comes to managing the outbreak of COVID-19.
And for our second story, it was International Day of the Girl yesterday, a day aimed at recognizing the various challenges that girls and women face, as well as highlighting young adults and female activists who are pushing for change. So we'll be discussing this year's theme for International Day of the Girl and also speak to Parliament Digital's youngest participant.
Yes, so we'd like to know what your thoughts are. So you can send them over by tweeting at us at BFM Radio or WhatsApping us 018-789-8899.
And so more on that later. But first, for our first story, we are still in a way talking about the Sabah state elections, which took place about 2 weeks ago. And that's because the state's cabinet lineup was officially sworn in last Thursday, but with a noticeably absent ministerial portfolio, which is that of health, like you mentioned, Juliet. So Now that has garnered quite a bit of attention, both among politicians as well as among the people, as Sabah is facing an exponential surge in COVID-19 cases in the past couple of weeks.
That's right. And the state has been recording cases in the triple digits since the 1st of October, with yesterday's being the highest number ever recorded in Sabah at 488 new cases. And most of these cases are from areas placed under the Conditional Movement Control Order and the Targeted Enhanced Movement Control Order. And with the rising number of cases, the authorities have also extended the Targeted Enhanced MCOs in Lahad Datu, Kuna, Tawau and Semporna, while new conditions have also been set for movements in the coastal area under the Eastern Sabah Security Zone to further curb the spread of the coronavirus. So in total, Sabah has about 11 red zones as well as 19 clusters.
Right. And as of today, the travel ban from Sabah to Peninsular Malaysia, Sarawak and Labuan has begun, which will be in place until the 25th of October. However, special exemptions are allowed in cases involving emergency, death, essential services and others. Well, which will require permission from the Ministry of Health before any individuals travel. So inter-district movement within the state is also controlled to keep the outbreak contained. And on top of that, last week, the new Chief Minister, Dato' Sri Hajiji Mohamad Noor, also stated that the state government is waiting for approval from the National Security Council on the implementation of tighter measures within the state. So this includes actions like only allowing businesses providing essential services and goods to operate, closing public parks and recreational centres, limiting the operation of public transport and so much more.
And so on top of all this, you know, what's also been highlighted is the strain that the public healthcare system is facing in the state. So according to health authorities, 85 healthcare workers in the state have been infected with COVID-19 in the 10 days since the start of October. And a recent report by Malaysia Kini found that 40 of the 66 nurses in the ICU ward at Queen Elizabeth II Hospital in Kota Kinabalu have been forced into quarantine after at least one staff member had tested positive for the virus. And so while Queen Elizabeth II Hospital is not a COVID-19 hospital, it is taking in all non-COVID ICU patients from Queen Elizabeth I, which is a COVID hospital. And so this is really a time when every single one of our healthcare workers are vital to ensure that our patients are receiving the care that they need.
Yes, and we're reading more and more reports of the strain on healthcare services in Sabah, both on mainstream media and social media. So in an article on Code Blue, for example, they spoke to medical frontliners who described full beds with sick COVID-19 patients, understaffed hospitals, and fatigued healthcare workers who have to work really long hours. And across social media, there are posts calling for monetary donations that will go into procuring PPEs for healthcare workers, as well as posts calling for volunteers to help to build temporary isolation rooms.
Yes, and in response to how the health service is coping, the Health Director General Tan Sri Dr. Noor Hishan Abdullah stated in a Facebook post yesterday that there are now 7 hospitals in the state designated to handle COVID-19 cases that require intensive care. And in addition to that, there are 6 more low-risk quarantine and treatment centres in the state, bringing the total up to 16 hospitals to treat patients, with Noor no or mild symptoms. So he also added that the Ministry of Health is collaborating with the Malaysian Armed Forces to build a field hospital in Tawau to further support hospitals in the east coast of Sabah. Healthcare workers from the peninsula are also being mobilized to Sabah to aid their colleagues in the state.
And so amidst all of these updates and reports, it's unsurprising that the absence of a state health minister has been a cause for concern. So according to a Malaysia Kini article, they contacted Sabah Deputy Chief Minister Bung Mokhtar Radin, who explained that the absence was to prevent an overlapping of job scopes as health is placed under the purview of the federal government. However, he also added that this will be discussed during their upcoming meeting on Wednesday, where they might give the portfolio to one of the existing ministers instead of creating a separate one.
Yeah, so the health and people's well-being portfolio was previously held by DAP Tanjung Papat Assemblyman Frankie Poon, who himself has also spoken out on the absence of the portfolio and called for the immediate appointment of the minister. So he told News Portal Free Malaysia Today that the portfolio is a necessary one so that health matters in the state is not purely on the state health director, and also taking into account the size of the state of Sabah compared to Peninsula Malaysia. So joining us on the line today to sort of dive further into this role of a state health minister and the importance of one in managing the COVID-19 outbreak in Sabah is MP for Bandar Kuching, Dr. Kelvin Yee. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Kelvin. So to first set up the scene, could you explain what is the role of the state health minister and how does he or she work with the state health director and the Ministry of Health at the federal level?
Okay. First and foremost, we need to understand that health comes under the federal authority or the federal government, under the Ministry of Health. However, in states, for example, like Sabah and Sarawak, there is actually an important need for a state health portfolio under a state minister, because if we look at the size of the states, Sarawak, for example, is almost the size of the Peninsula Malaysia. Sabah itself has about 26 districts. The size of the state is almost half of Peninsula, and the population is about the third largest in the country. So this role of this state health minister is very important as the link or the bridge to the federal minister, because we must not just look at health as on the Ministry of Health in itself. We must look at the whole ecosystem of health, which involves other issues, so as, for example, basic infrastructure, for example, water, land, or even electricity, to make sure that quality healthcare services is being delivered. That is why it is important that there is a leadership for health on the state level to cooperate with the state health director on the federal level to make sure that local context or local knowledge has input into framing policies that will affect the state.
And what is or would be the role of the state health minister when it comes to managing the COVID-19 outbreak in the state?
I think a dedicated health minister, especially in the state level, will be able to better understand the problems faced by the local people. They will understand that the local context and as well as the whole infrastructure surrounding the healthcare system of the state. So in a pandemic like COVID-19, what is actually really needed is not just policies coming from Putrajaya or a blanket one policy fit all, but it has to be adapted to the local context. And that is where a health portfolio is so important, not just to provide a local or state level leadership in facing a pandemic, but to make sure that the policies that was formulated on Putrajaya fits in and can be implemented better on a state level. For example, I can give you an example. In the case of COVID-19, even though in issues of health, in terms of treatment of patients, most of the policies, of course, come from Putrajaya. But you need some supporting infrastructure, supporting ecosystem to help help such quality healthcare provision. For example, you need extra hospitals, extra buildings to place non-COVID-19 patients or even COVID patients which has less symptoms, not so severe. So in order to do that, we need the state health minister to find all this supporting infrastructure, supporting measures to make sure that the whole flow of healthcare provision, it is smooth and it is effective to the people. But most importantly, it is actually political leadership. I think the people are anxious. The people need direction. So that is where a point person or a person that is dedicated to be in charge of such pandemic on a state level is needed to give that assurance, to give that leadership and give that direction on a state level.
So right now, the new state government has not appointed a state health minister. So what is the impact of that of the absence of political leadership, as you just brought up?
I think the current state government has actually, in my view, downplayed the importance of health when they took away the health minister portfolio. This actually affected, number one, confidence of the people in the state government's leadership, because it actually, on an optic side, it shows as if the state is not taking this pandemic seriously. Until now, from feedbacks on the ground, we see that there is very little leadership shown by the state. There is no one singular person or one point person which actually calls the shots, in collaboration, of course, with the federal ministry in terms of the handlings of the pandemic. A lot of actually even state SOPs, implementation of SOPs and precautions in the state are actually under the jurisdiction of the state, including the local government. And all this needs hand-in-hand cooperation with the state government. So without that state health minister portfolio, we don't have leadership in terms of the state, and that actually affects a lot of the confidence of the people in Sabah itself.
But Dr. Kevin, I understand Sabah also has a COVID-19 disaster management committee, and the State Health Services and the Ministry of Health is also providing aid and managing the situation from the federal level. So why is there a need for a state health minister?
I think there is a need. It is a complementary need rather than a competing need. I think we need certain level of political leadership. We must understand that it is not just COVID-19 that we have to deal with, but the post-pandemic, but post-surge of numbers right now, because we must understand that COVID itself will be here in our community for a long duration of time. That is why a health portfolio or a health minister is important, not just during this whole pandemic period, but also to show examples and leadership post the number search to exemplify and also to inspire SOP compliance and implementation over for the people of Sabah. And this is not just, and I'm not referring just to COVID-19, but there are other health issues that is faced in Sabah. And then all this needs to be addressed by the ministry, state ministers, because they will understand the local context better and they can give better feedback to the state health director, as well as the task force if needed.
And what are the challenges with dealing with the COVID-19 outbreak right now in Sabah? What needs to be addressed urgently?
I think first and foremost, they need to address the vacuum of leadership on the state level. That is where, as I said, there's now a health portfolio, a health minister on the state level can help address such a vacuum of leadership to give assurance to the people, to give direction to the people, and also to actually garner or mobilize all state machineries, all state infrastructures to provide a good provision of healthcare to the people for COVID and even non-COVID cases. I think they have to give proper input as well to rethink how healthcare and policies is done in Sabah, because we know that certain policies that may come out in Putrajaya Jaya may sound good on paper or may work in West Malaysia, but if it is implemented in a places like Sabah where there is so major differences of different contexts, diverse circumstances or even demographics, an input of this a special task force led by the state minister is very important. So I think issues that how to protect the vulnerable communities, a lot of the people that is affected in Sabah right now are on the East Coast. These people are generally poor, living in high density areas. So all these issues are also on a state level authority. So these things has to be properly set. How to give them better access to testing, better access to healthcare if needed, and think of ways how to hospitalize patients during this pandemic, because there are different categories of COVID patients itself, those that really need intensive care, ICU, those that have minor symptoms, those that may not have symptoms. So how do we utilize effectively, efficiently all the resources that they have on the state? So there is a lot, it's a multi-dimensional, multi-ministry effort to curb this pandemic.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Kelvin. That was Dr. Kelvin Yee, MP for Bandar Kuching, sharing his views on, you know, the importance of Sabah having a state health minister, especially as now the state has become the new epicenter of the COVID-19 outbreak here in Malaysia.
Yes. And the health DG has predicted that it may take another 3 to 4 weeks to bring the outbreak under control. And hopefully the state cabinet meeting on Wednesday will, you know, provide some answers. And we'll keep you updated on that matter. But we're going to take a quick break now. We're going to leave you with the Style Council and Walls Come Tumbling Down. Stay tuned. You're tuned to the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.